ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
ABC Sports coverage of NRL Sunday.
Rugby League is on your radio.
ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Jai Arrow is here with his now wife and daughter. Hello, Jai. Happy birthday, mate.
Oh, thank you. Means a lot. Yeah, a wonderful day today, so I'm really looking forward to celebrating with everyone here.
Well, you know, you can say this question flippantly, but this time it's not. How are you?
No, I'm all right. Genuinely, you know, it's not ideal, you know, cards that I've been dealt with, but to be honest, I've never been in a better mindset than I ever have in my life.
That's amazing.
I know it seems hard to think, but I've never eaten so healthy. I've never been so diligent with, you know, treatment and recovery. And, you know, looking at it, I've got a lot to live for, and I'll continue to do that as best as I can.
Yeah, I saw you both on a podcast, I think it was earlier this week, and you're talking about the fact that come April when you were actually diagnosed with motor neurone disease, and yep, we're learning more and more about it from an outsider looking in, that it's basically eliminating hundreds of other things. So you've gone through tests, I think I'm right in saying, from December until the diagnosis came through in April, and you said you were relieved to find it. I mean, that I nearly cried when I heard that, but I also found it, I don't know, inspiration. How... That's a weird reaction to have in some ways.
Well, when you're under the microscope for so long, and I kind of knew where I was heading, and all I didn't want to know was what I had. And when, you know, the words come out that there was enough evidence to diagnose me, I just kind of went, oh, all right, I know now. And my first two questions were, what do I have to do to beat it? And second of all, can I still be? So, yeah, that was the first two questions I asked. And, I'm enjoying my life with Isla, Marina, and my family. And, very happy to be.
Well, you and Brenna were married, what, a week or so ago.
Yeah.
Now, was had that been pre-planned, or was that the third question you asked yourself after the diagnosis?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess I'll put it this way. She forced me, so it may be out of there at my place on Sunday the 5th, and then we had the little star of the show, Isla, and then, look, it was an amazing day. We really didn't have fun. Anyway, so, got a lot more, I suppose, memories to look forward to with our family, and that starts with tomorrow. I'm going to New York.
Right.
Mate, I want to ask you said before about just how diligent you've been with everything.
Yeah.
Take me through a day in your life now.
At the moment, well, so at the moment I'm getting up, going to the borough for breaking. They're doing all my food specific to me and what I need. It's more an anti-inflammatory diet and lots of high protein diet. So doing that, then I'll go in and do either Pilates and or a spin on the bike. And then after that gym, which takes about 2.5-3 hours all, the whole time between those two things. Wednesday is like a massage day, so I'll do that and then come home when I'm doing my IV treatment at home. That is like a cycle, so I'll do that. 10 days on, 10 days off. I'm on the off at the moment. They come in for the IV drip in me, and then I sit there for an hour and a half and wait for that to go in me, and then, family time from about lunch, 1 o'clock onwards. Yeah.
That's, you know what, so that's why you're going to New York then, because you've got the 10-day downtime now, is that correct? What are you doing over in New York, just a bit of pleasure?
Well, thanking McDonald's, where I'm going to the World Cup final, which will be amazing, like how many people can say that, you know, that they've all been able to do that. So, yeah, it's amazing the amount of support that me and my family have had, and we truly are grateful.
Jai, you've been so inspirational. The way that you and your family have taken this on so publicly is incredible, and it's not only the rugby league fraternity, it's wider than that. It's a sporting fraternity. And to see everyone embracing the bow and arrow, the try celebrations or goal celebrations, it's gone across all sports, which is amazing.
Oh, it's tremendous. I can't thank anyone enough. Can we, like, even the young kids doing it, and they're small, like, it's so, I truly feel like, you know, it's bigger than me, bigger than the game, it's bigger than anyone else. It's really brought a nation together, and the amount of support, like, I don't know where to start or how to thank everyone, and mind you, over time I want to do that, but it has been very full on. But in time and over time, we'll make sure that we thank everyone that has even played a small part in our lives at the moment. And I'm so honored to see young kids at their football, pull the bow and arrow, and mate, it's amazing, and we do truly feel the love.
Well, we got a beautiful day for the world's biggest birthday, and I know that Isla's a bit of a Wiggles girl, so that'll give you a great thrill. And I, from a personal perspective, and I said this to the boys and shared it with our listeners, you, after a game, when this old bloke comes and interviews you, whether you win or lose, you are happy to chat, and that shows what a kind, beautiful person he is.
Yeah.
Oh, only sometimes.
No, you've always been one of our favourite guests, and not just saying that because you're here now, but Gibbsy mentions the Wiggles, like, that's big time. You're going to World Cup finals, you're presenting State of Origin Shields, you're at the Big Freeze doing the toss with 90-odd thousand at the MCG. I had a heart attack that nearly got me at the end of last year, and one of my things that kept me sparked up was a tweet from the Wiggles. You've got them to sing at your birthday party.
I know. Well, I think I'm in awe of that. It's, again, like, Oliver's going to love it. She was at home this morning, in front of the TV, and all bloody staring at the TV, and I'm sure she'll have the best time watching them at halftime, and her and I might even get up and do a little dance here.
Okay, we'll be watching for that, but you know, we look out here, you've got the perfect day. You're going to have a crowd of about 40,000. They're here for you. They're here to celebrate you and your family, and to show the support. Hearing Peter Volandis talk about the rugby league family, and you've addressed your gratitude to how everyone is rallying together. It's just a shame it takes something like this for it to happen, but it shows you the community that does exist. But can you even, just to think from where you were as South Player of the Year last year to now you're going to the Big Freeze as a centre of attention and presenting State of Origin Shields and the world's biggest birthday party here with 40,000 happy birthday, Jai Hatch. You're now married with and beautiful Isla sitting. You're still the star of the show, by the way. I can't even imagine your thought process.
Yeah. Well, as I did before, and not much. There's not much of me. So, yeah, look, it really is amazing, like, to see so many families come in today. To have the Wiggles, let alone, like, it's, I'm in awe of it all, and how do I get through it? Well, as I said before, like, it is what it is. I ain't gonna sit around home moping about it. I want to build awareness on M&D to you know, essentially find a cure for everyone moving forward. And
imagine that moment.
Oh, mate, it'd be another sigh of relief. Hopefully I'm here for that. And that is what I'm here to do. I'm here to help other people fighting this disease. I'm here to build awareness. Then I'm here to beat the bastard.
Beat the bastard. Yeah, 100%. Because we can hear it with your speech, but you look physically amazing. So yeah. May that continue. Have a great trip to New York. It's 1-1 still between Argentina and Switzerland in extra time in a quarterfinal, by
no
the way.
More Messi.
Have a great trip, mate.
No,
and continued success to you and Barina and Isla. And may there be many happy days to come. This will be right up there.
Thank you, guys.
Do you love rugby league? NRL Sunday on ABC Sport.
On your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.